O Lord, open our eyes so that we can examine the wonders of your instruction. Welcome to Walking in the Way of Jesus, a journey through the Gospel of Mark. I'm Jay Voorhees, pastor of the City Road Chapel United Methodist Church, located in Madison, Tennessee, and your guide as we look together at the life of Jesus, the rabbi from Nazareth upon whom Christianity is based. As we begin this week, I need to offer an apology because I just got overwhelmed last week. After our week of snow and ice, trying to catch up just really was a struggle. And so sorry that we didn't put out a podcast last week, but glad to make it up this week. Our reading this week comes from the 9th chapter of Mark's Gospel, verses 38 through 49. John said to Jesus, "Teacher, we saw someone throwing demons out in your name, and we tried to stop him because he wasn't following us." Jesus replied, "Don't stop him. No one who does powerful acts in my name can quickly turn around and curse me. Whoever isn't against us is for us. I assure you that whoever gives you a cup of water to drink because you belong to Christ will certainly be rewarded. As for whoever causes these little ones who believe in me to trip and fall into sin, it would be better for them to have a huge stone hung around their necks and to be thrown into the lake. If your hand causes you to fall into sin, chop it off. It's better for you to enter into life crippled than to go away with two hands into the fire of hell, which can't be put out. If your foot causes you to fall into sin, chop it off. It's better for you to enter life lame than to be thrown into hell with two feet. If your eye causes you to fall into sin, tear it out. It's better for you to enter God's kingdom with one eye than to be thrown into hell with two. That's a place where worms don't die, and the fire never goes out. Everyone will be salted with fire. Salt is good, but if salt loses its saltiness, how will it become salty again? Maintain salt among yourselves and keep peace with each other." This passage today has two distinct sections. The first is a reminder that God's work may very well extend beyond those who identify as Christian. The second one challenges people of faith to avoid teachings and behaviors that push people away from God's kingdom reality. As often happens with religious people, the disciples are offended when others are doing Christ's work who aren't a part of the club. "He isn't a part of the in-group," they told Jesus. "So how can he be bringing forth healing in your name?" Jesus shocks them in extending his work beyond those who are a part of the religious elite. "If they aren't against us," he said, "then they can be allies in our work of bringing forth healing and love." Jesus opens up the possibility that some may be carrying out his work, even though they don't carry the name of Christian. What seems to matter to Jesus is not the name you carry or the group that you are a part of, but rather how you live in the world. For far too many years, the church has focused on orthodoxy, that is, having the right belief or following a specific doctrine. But Jesus seems to be saying what is more important is orthopraxy, that is, the practices that you engage in throughout your life. How has Jesus formed how you live in the world? And are you offering love and mercy to your neighbors? Jesus then moves to a warning to those who are on the inside. "If you push people away from me," he says, "then woe to you." Jesus understands that our task is not to exclude, but to welcome. And if we fail in that task, we will be judged accordingly. He ends by using an image we find in the other Gospels, that of salt. "When you are salty," he says, "you attract others. But if you fail in your saltiness, then your welcome and your seasoning of the lives of those around you, you may have missed the boat." How are you working to share Christ's love with the world? Are you more concerned with who is in the in club or with the needs of our neighbors? As always, may we never forget that good is stronger than evil, love is stronger than hate, Light is stronger than darkness. Life is stronger than death. Victory is ours through Him who loves us. Amen.